弟兄姐妹朋友们，主里平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们今天感谢神，有三位姐妹在我们当中受浸。
We want to give thanks to our Lord because there are three sisters among us who will be baptized today.
我们他们三位都是在我们五饼二鱼的团契。
And all of them join the Five Loaves and Two Fish Fellowship.
我们有杨璐姐妹，有婉伦姐妹，还有菲比。
So, Sister Yang Ru, all the three sisters, Wan Lun, and then Bibi. So today the verses that we're going to think about before this baptism is in the book of Revelation chapter 19:1-9.
我们一起来看啊，这是启示录十九章一到九节。
So let's take a look at Revelation chapter 19:1-9.
我们请 Joyce 念英文，我们中文的我们就自己看。
So I'm going to read in English, and please read the Chinese version yourself. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are His judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of His servants.And again they shouted, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, and they cried, Amen! Hallelujah! Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you His servants, you who fear Him.Both small and great. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen.Bright and clean was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God.
我们看到这段经文呢，有好多处讲到这个 Hallelujah。
So, in these verses, there are a lot of times referring to the word Hallelujah.
我们今天呢，就特别来看最后一个。
And today we're going to focus on the last one.
我们特别是从第五节到第九节，我们用中文把它一起念一遍。
Please read in Chinese, verses 5-9.
一起来，有声音从座上说，神的仆人，召集了他的。无论大小都要赞美我们的神。我听见好多人群中的声音，说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者做完了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。因为羔羊娶妻的时候到了，心腹也自己兴奋。就蒙着的穿冠冕洁白的是以麻衣。”这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说：“你要写上，凡有福了，因为他说这是神真实的话。”我们一起来做祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主是你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. This is your grace.
我们今天在这里，我们能够见证主你自己的救恩。
That we can sit here today to witness your salvation.
你在人生命里头的改变的奇妙的作为。
The miraculous deeds that you use to change the life of people.
我们也从启示录十九章这里看到我们的盼望。
And from the Revelation chapter 19, we can also see our hope.
我们把我们早晨的敬拜向你仰望。
And we lift up our worship to you in this morning.
奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 圣经呢有用不同的方式来描写一个信他的人跟神的关系。
So in the Bible, there are, it uses many ways to describe the relationship between a believer and his God.
我们今天有三位姐妹在我们当中要跟大家见证他们愿意相信这位救主耶稣基督。
So we have three sisters among us, and they're willing to witness their belief in Jesus.
正好就借着十九章这一段经文来思考我们信徒跟耶稣基督的关系。
And so today I'm going to use the scripture in chapter 19 of Revelation to think about our relationship with our Lord.
那你在圣经其他处你会看到常常我们神呢跟我们信靠他的人比喻成是父子的关系。
So in other places of the Bible, sometimes it illustrates the relationship between us and our God as father and son.
他是父亲，我们是儿女。
And he is the father, and we are his children.
我们就好像我们从父母那里得到生命，我们也是从神那里得到生命。
So like we gain our life from our parents, we also get our life from our Lord.
父母怎么管教我们，神也要管教我们。
And how our parents discipline us, and as God will also discipline us.
那只是一个比喻了哈。
Of course, this is just an illustration.
当然，它并不是说有一天我们这些做儿女的有一天都做父母，不表示说有一天我们都变成神了啊。
Of course, as children, we will one day grow up to be parents. It does not necessarily mean that we are going to be God someday.
但是他讲到这个父子关系，父亲和儿女的这个关系的时候，他也在描写神跟我们之间的一个某个层面的一个关系。
However, when Bible is describing the relationship between father and son, or parents and children, it's also illustrating to one extent of our relationship between us and God.
诗篇二十三篇讲到我们神是我们的什么牧者是牧羊人跟羊的关系。
And Psalm 23 also talks about the relationship between God and us, like the shepherd and sheep.
我们信主的人，我们跟神之间的关系，我们像是只羊神是那牧者他带领我们一生的道路。
And we as believers, we are like sheep, and our Lord is like the shepherd who leads us in our way.
那今天在这个十九章里头讲到另外一个比喻。
So in chapter 19, there is another illustration.
是婚姻。
Which is marriage.
夫妻的关系。
The relationship between spouses.
信耶稣呢，就好像订婚。
So believe in Jesus is like engagement.
古代的订婚跟今天的订婚不一样。
So in the past, in ancient times, engagement was betrothal, which is different from the normal days engagement.
今天的订婚有一种观念是说，我们来先来试一试，然后不成的话，我们可以取消掉。
So nowadays, engagement is like a probation period of marriage. So if we do it well, if we don't do it well, then we'll just cancel that.
然后我们订了婚之后呢，如果后悔的话，我们就不结婚了。
And if we change our mind, then we're not going to get married.
那古代的订婚不是这样子的。
However, the betrothal in ancient times is different.
那古代的订婚就是结婚了。
So betrothal in the ancient times is equal to marriage.
如果订婚要之后要分开的话，是要做什么？要离婚的。
And if they decide to separate after the betrothal, then they are going to divorce.
那就好像玛利亚，她订了婚，嫁给这个约瑟，后来就想要把她休了，是要离婚的。
Just like when Mary was betrothed to Joseph, to a point of time, he probably was going to change his mind, and then he wanted to divorce Mary.
那你说这样子的话，订了婚之后，如果要分手的话，就是离婚，那跟结婚什么不一样呢？
So you may wonder, okay, this kind of engagement, if you have to separate, then you have to divorce. So what is the difference between this engagement and then the real marriage?
古代订婚的时候，他们一订婚的时候还没有住在一起，他们这一段时间是做什么的？
So after the betrothal in ancient times, before they really lived together, what do they do during this period of time?
其中一个就是要准备，要准备这个婚宴。
So one important task for them to do is to prepare for the wedding banquet.
所以他们一订婚的时候，他们没有在一起，没有马上在一起，但是都已经在名义上已经是夫妻了。
So after they are betrothed to each other, they're not physically together, but they are indeed husband and wife.
那在这段时间，他们就开始准备这个婚宴。你说婚宴有花那么长的时间吗？
And then during this period, they're preparing for their wedding banquet. You may wonder, why is the wedding banquet going to take so, the preparation going to take such a long time?
我们前阵子在这里有婚礼，是不是？大概也要花个半年的时间，很紧张的去筹备。他们的婚宴是一个星期不是三个小时
So we not long ago we had we hosted a wedding here, and then it took the newlywed 6 months, almost half a year to prepare for that. In ancient times, their wedding may last for up to like a week, and not just 3 hours.
所以他们需要很长的时间来准备的。
So they needed a very long time for them to prepare.
所以。圣经里面有 这方面，我们信了主就好像订了婚，是不是？
So in the Bible, we believed in Jesus and just like we were betrothed.
一订了婚，我们就有一个婚宴等着我们。
And after the betrothal, there will be a wedding banquet awaiting us.
订了婚之后，我们跟神的关系是密切的，但是我们还没有完全在一起。
And after this betrothal,We enjoy this intimate relationship between our Lord, but we are not physically together.
所以这个婚宴之前跟婚宴之后，那个关系还不完全一样。
So the relationship between this wedding banquet is kind of different from that. Is a little different from that after the wedding banquet.
我们今天信了主，主进到我们的生命里头，我们跟主有密切的关系，但是我们还不完全在一起。什么意思呢？今天耶稣基督还不完全的站在我们面前，让我们看得见的。
So today we believe in our Lord, and we have this intimate relationship with Him. However, He is not yet right in front of our eye.
我们可以随时随地跟我们的主祷告我们可以读经，我们可以随时感受到主耶稣的同在。
But we can constantly pray to Him.We can read our Bible and feel His presence.
但我们的身体实际上并没有完全实际的跟他站在一起。
But our body is not yet completely physically with Him.
我们的心在等待着。
And our hearts are waiting.
等待什么？
What are we waiting for?
启示录十九章这里就告诉我们，我们在等待着那一个婚宴。
And in Revelation 19, it tells us.That we are waiting for this wedding banquet.
婚宴到的时候，我们就实际完完全全的在一起了。
And after this, when the wedding banquet comes afterwards, we're going to be 100% completely together.
所以，我们信主的过程呢，圣经是用这个婚姻来描写的。
So the progress of our faith, our belief, is described in the Bible as the marriage.
你们当初定也许你们没有订婚，当初你们订好了结婚的日子之后，心情怎么样？
So after you have decided the wedding date, how did you feel?
还记得吗？
Did you still remember?
大部分人都很期盼
So I think most of you should be really looking forward to that.
不期盼就不结婚了
So if you're not really looking forward to that, probably you are not going to get married in the first place.
当然也是不得已结婚的那一些就不期盼了
Of course, if you're compelled to get married, then probably you are not really looking forward to that.
大部分这个我们定了一个这个婚礼的日子的时候，我们大家都在期盼着。
But the majority of us, once we decide our wedding date, we should be looking forward to that.
你定了那个日期之后，你从那个定的时间开始，就一直在想着那一天。
So after you have decided a date, probably you're going to like really looking forward to that every single day, right?
那日子越近的时候，心里面越紧张越兴奋。
And when the day is coming nearer and nearer, probably you're going to be more and more anxious.
新娘可能 一年前就把这个婚纱就定好了。
And the bride probably have already ordered her wedding dress a year ahead of the time.
有时候还特别定小一号的。
Maybe one size smaller.
今年的目标就是什么？减肥。
And your goal of this year is to lose weight.
为了爱减肥啊。
You lose weight for the sake of love.
今年呢，可能就每一天都在保养这个皮肤。
Or you may be like do skincare every single day.
天天都贴在脸上啊，这个洗什么牛奶澡啊之类的啊。
And do facial every day or having milk bath every day.
你的每天都在期盼什么？你期盼那一天日子来到的时候，你把你最好、最漂亮的那一面展现在你心爱的人前。
So what are you looking forward to?You want to give the best of yourself on that day to the one you love.
正常的情况之下呢，你订了这个婚礼之后，你很兴奋，很兴奋的时候就到处讲，是不是？
So in under normal cases, probably you're so excited and then you want to tell everyone.
你整个人心情不一样。
And you're different.
你一发现你有这个婚礼的日子定的那一天，老板再怎么欺负你，你都心里都好高兴。
So, once you have decided the wedding day, maybe you're going to have someone bullying you. You have some challenges, but you're still very happy.
那生活再有什么困难呢？你心里面再怎么样觉得委屈呢？你仍然里头有一个那个。快乐跟喜乐在里头。
And there might be challenges in your life, but you still feel this joy and happiness in your life.
因为你知道那一天有一那个婚礼来到的时候，你可以跟你心爱的人结为夫妇。
Because you know that on that day, you will be united with the one you love.
我们今天看的这段经文呢，就是我们信徒所期待的这个婚宴。
So the verses that we're reading today is describing the wedding banquet.
我们叫羔羊的婚宴。
And the wedding supper of the Lamb.
在这里呢，我们今天就特别只看三句的这个词。
So we're focusing on three words.
第一个就是你要写上。
So the first one is write this.
在第十九章的第九节，天使吩咐我说：“你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。”
So in 19, verse 9, the angel tells me that, write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.
又对我说：“这是神真实的话。”
And he added these.Are the true words of God.
你会发现到说，在启示录里面呢，天使有好几回叫这个约翰要把他所看的东西写上。
So you may find that in the book of Revelation, there are several times the angel asked John to write down what was revealed to him.
在这个启示录一章十九节的时候，他就开始说，所以你要把所看见的、现在的事、将来要成的事都要写出来。
So in Revelation chapter 1 verse 19, write therefore what you have seen, what is now and what will take place later.
那前面就说你所看到的都写下来了啊。
So it's referring to like you have to write down everything that you've seen.
那为什么在这里又再重复一遍说你要把它写下来？这不是很重复？这个好像没有必要这样子的重复。
So why here the angel asked John to write this again? Is this repetitive? Is this unnecessary?
二十一章五节他又说你要写上，因为这些话是可信，是真实的。
And in Revelation 21 verse 5, it writes again, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
所以你为什么要写上？
Why do you have to write it down?
为什么天使在这里要强调重复的说你要写上？
Why the angel repeatedly say and emphasize that you have to write it down?
他后面就说，因为这是真实的。
Because it is real.
这是一个真实的。
Because this is real.
我们要考虑一下，我们今天活在这个时代里头，很多东西都不是真实的。
And we have to think it over, like in this world, in this era, there are many things that are not real.
我们有假眉毛，有假发，有假牙，还有。 很多的这种假皮肤的颜色啊。
So we have like fake eyelash, we have dentures, and we have, you know, you can give a different skin tone to yourself.
然后我们有假礼貌，我们有假的笑容，假的客气，假的道歉，假的大方，假的热忱。
And you can pretend to be courteous, you can pretend that you're smiling, and you can pretend to give apology, and you can pretend to be generous.
我们活在这时代，很多东西都把假的当真啊。
And a lot of the times we take things that are fake as real.
那我们中国人呢，也很乐于就接受这种假的东西啊。我们都很有礼貌，教小孩子也都很有礼貌。我们虽然知道小孩子说谢谢，心里面并不是真的谢谢，我们也很喜欢听到他说谢谢。
And we as Chinese, we are willing to give and we are willing to receive things that are fake. For example, like we we're always courteous and we say thank you constantly. We ask our kids to say thank you constantly too, even though we know that in the depths of their heart they're not really grateful.
那我们也珍惜这种以假当真的事啊。
And we also treasure those things that are fake but seems to be true.
但很多时候我们也把真的当假的。
However, sometimes we also take things that are real as if they were fake.
在这里，神在启示录在这个十九章这里说这是真的啊。
However, in the book of Revelation 9, chapter 19, God says here that this is true.
你要写上，因为是真实的。
You have to write it down because this is true.
这是真实的，将来有一天那个羔羊的婚姻要来，我们与神要和成为一体。
This is true. That there will be this wedding banquet, and on that day we will be united with our Lord.
可是我们常常把它当假的。
But however, we many a time we think this is fake.
我们怎么把它当假的呢
？How we regard it as fake?
我们认为说这个信仰不能够在我们的公司里面活出来，因为不真实，所以我就不能把它活出来，因为带来的后果可能会有不好的后果。
We probably think that we cannot really live out this faith in our company because this faith is not true, and which can bring us bad consequences.
所以我们把一个真的这个信仰，我们把它当的假的活出来。
So for this true faith, for this true belief, we live it as if it were fake.
那我们在我们计划我们将来这个未来的时候，我们很少会把我们这个信仰的东西放在里头当做一个考虑。
So when we're planning for our future, very seldom do we take our religion, take our faith, and put it inside our take into consideration in our planning.
我们找工作，我们计划我们的家庭，计划小孩以后的这个前途，计划以后退休的时间怎么用的时候，我们很少想到说神在里头占了什么地位。
When we're planning for our career, when we're planning for our future, our retirement, our children. We seldom take God into consideration and think about how God is going to function inside. How God is going to play His role in our life.
这是真实的，你要写上。但是我们常常在我们生命当中，我们却把它当着一个假的信仰，就这样子活出来，好像完全不真实。
Write it down because this is real. However, in our daily life, we seldom live it out as if it is real. It is real.
所以当天使在那里告诉这个约翰说你要写上这是神真实的话的时候，乃是提醒我们说你在地上，你看这个地上的生活特别是在启示录前面信徒要说迫害的时候，很容易想到说这个信仰到底真不真实。
So when in the Bible it says right, these are the true words of God, it's kind of hard to reconcile with the reality that, for example, in the previous chapters, when the Bible describes how the saints are going to be persecuted,
那他们我们就很容易想说，我们的信仰在对我们今天现实的生活，到底是不是可以真实的活出来
？So, how can we really live out our faith in the reality?
因为你看到我们的矛盾，我们就喜欢活在这个虚假的世界里面，然后把那真实的当成虚假，虚假的当成真实。
Now can you see the paradox? We're living in this world, but we live out things that are fake as if they're real, but live out things that are real as if they were fake.
我们把短暂的东西看成好像是永恒的，我们把永恒的东西看成好像是虚无的。
For things that are eternal, we live it as if they were temporary. And for things that are transient, we live it out as if they were eternal.
所以天使在这里是在提醒我们说，这是一个真实的东西，要把它写上，然后画个记号，打个圈，然后放夹个这个书签，要知道这是一个真实的一个事实，有一个羔羊的婚宴等着我们。
So the angel says here, emphasize that, right, because this is true and you have to underscore it. You have to mark it. You have to memorize it, because there is this wedding supper of the Lamb that is awaiting us.
那为什么要写上呢？第二，因为它是重要的。
Why you have to write it down? The second reason is that it's important.
在耶利米书二章三十二节怎么说？他说：“处女岂能忘记她的装饰呢？心腹者岂能忘记她的美衣呢？我的百姓却忘记我无数的日子。”
So in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 32, does a young woman forget her jewelry, a bride, her wedding ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me, days without number.
这是一个很特别的一件事情。
So this is a very special thing.
曾说一个处女怎么会忘记打扮呢？
So God is referring to how can a virgin, a young woman, forget to put on her makeup?
这是真的。以前我当这个大学生的时候，从来都不打扮的，因为就出去的时候头发都乱乱的。
And this is real. So I never grew myself when I was in college.
那他这里说，一个女生怎么可能会忘记啊？男生可能会忘记，女生是不会忘记的啊。
Probably a guy is going to forget, but how can a young lady forget?
那一个新妇怎么会忘记她的美衣呢？她去参加婚礼的时候忘了穿婚纱，那你有见过这种事吗？
And how can a bride forget to put on her wedding dress?Have you ever seen this, like a bride forgets to put on her wedding dress?
我还想去找个这个例子，我去 Google 一下，看有哪一些要结婚的人忘记结婚的日子的，上面什么都没有啊，没有人忘记的啊。
So I actually Googled it, if there's anyone forgetting to put on her, to wear her wedding dress in her wedding day, I found none results.
我只找到有一个新娘，因为怕这个结婚，她就逃了，逃到很远的地方。
But I actually, what I found is that a bride who was so afraid of a wedding that she ran away and hid herself.
但是没有人会忘记。
But nobody would ever forget.
神在这里是说，可是我的百姓却忘记我无数的日子。
But God says that yet my people have forgotten me, days without number.
我们属神的这个子女，我们信了主之后，我们就好像订了婚，我们有一个婚，这个婚礼的日子等着我们，有那个羔羊的这个婚宴等着我们，但是我们却时常都忘记无数的日子，忘了我们的盼望在哪里。
So we as believers, we know that there is this wedding supper awaiting us. We know there is this wedding banquet. However, we actually forgot, and then we forget day without numbers.
这是很荒谬的事情。
This is such a ridiculous thing.
所以他说，你要把它写上，要记得这是真实的。
So that's why the angel said you have to write it down because this is the true word of God.
我们每天起来，我们信主的人每天起来都要提醒我们有一个婚宴等着我们，我们是那新娘，我们将来要与主同在，直到永远。
So every single day when we wake up, we have to remind ourselves that.There is a wedding banquet waiting for us. We are the bride, and that is waiting for us.
而从今天开始到那一天，我们要减肥，我们要好好的保养自己，然后圣洁的一面活出来。
So from this day to that wedding day, we have to keep fit, lose weight, and we have to do facial constantly to give the best of us to that day.
那你明白的话，我不是在讲我们真的要减肥，我的意思就是说，我们要为主期盼主的那一个日子啊，而我们活出 圣洁的生活。减肥就好像很多不必要的东西把它放下来，专心的跟随主。
So my true intention is for to remind you that not really to lose weight, but to shed off your unnecessary burdens during this period.
这段经文里面还有一句话，我要你们注意的。
So there is one sentence that I would like you to pay attention to.
就是欢喜快乐。
This is rejoice and be glad.
这是在第七节，我没有按着这个前后次序啊。
So this is in verse 7.
他第五节那里说，有声音从宝座出来，神的众仆人呐、啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，我们因为主我们的神全能者做完了。然后第七节说，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。
So starting from verse 5, then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both small and great. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory.
你注意看哈，第五节到这个第九节呢，有很多这种三重的描述。
So if you pay attention from verse 5 to verse 7, there are a lot of threefold descriptions.
从第五到第八节。
Actually from 5 to 8.
你第五节你有没有看到有众仆人，然后又有敬畏他的，还有无论大小，这是三个，一个是众仆人，一个是敬畏他的，一个是无论大小。
So, for example, in verse 5, there are the three, so description is praise our threefold terms are like the all his servants and all who fear him, both great and small.
第六节有这个群众的声音，有这个众水的声音，有这个大雷的声音。
And in verse 6, what sounded like a great multitude, and the sound like a roll of rushing waters, and the sound of loud peals of thunder.
有三重的声音，都是在描写同一个事情。
So the three different sounds are describing the same sound.
第六节后面说，我们的主，我们的神是那全能者，主神全能者也是三重。
And later, and also in verse six, it's talking about the Lord.Our Lord, our God, and the one who is Almighty.
第七节在那里开始就说要欢喜，要快乐，要将荣耀归给神。
And in verse 7, it's talking about, and you have to rejoice, and you have to be glad, and give him glory.
第八节那里说有光明，又有洁白的细麻衣。
And in verse 8, it's talking about like fine linen, bright and clean.
你看到这一段经文呢，都是三重的这种的描写，这是在一个很大的一个场面，在描写一个极其壮观的一个我们救恩的一个高潮。
So all these threefold descriptions are trying to describe this grandiose scenery.
在这里呢，在第七节就说我们要欢喜快乐。
So in verse 7 is talking about that we have to rejoice and be glad.
欢喜快乐。在这个原文是两个动词放在一起。
So these are two verbs placed together.
两个动词放在一起呢，是要描写一个特别极其极度的喜乐的那种光景。
So these two verbs together, they're trying to describe this exceedingly joyful moment.
我马来西亚马来语里头也是这样子，如果他要形容一个东西要特别大或者特别多的时候，他会把两个同样的句子放在一起。
So in Malaysian, it is similar that if you're trying to describe something really special, something really important, big, then they're going to put two similar sentences together.
那在这里说我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。
So here is talking about you have to rejoice and be glad and give him glory.
那这是说，在这个场合是我们欢喜，我们大大的喜乐，我们极度的快乐，我们乐昏了。
So here's talking about you have to be exceedingly joyful. You have to be really, really happy and happy to an extent that you're out of your mind.
在马太福音五章十一到十二节怎么说？人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
In Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 through 12, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecute the prophets who were before you.
在这里说应当欢喜快乐。
And then it's talking about you have to rejoice and be glad.
那也是两个动词。
And also two verbs.
然后他在这里是描写一个极度的喜乐。
And it's describing this overly joy.
你看到在这里前面说有人辱骂你们，逼迫你们，甚至用话来毁谤你们的时候，你们有福，为主的缘故这样子做的时候，应当欢喜快乐，极度的喜乐。
So it's saying that blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you, because of the name of the Lord.
那怎么样能够极度的喜乐？因为在天上的赏赐是大的。
Why can you be so joyful? Because your reward in heaven is great.
如果你忘了这个天上的赏赐的话，你在地上受到这些辱骂，受到这些迫害，受到这些毁谤的时候，你很难在那里欢喜快乐，你最多只是微笑一下，说圣经说我应该要快乐，我就快乐吧。
So if you don't have the reward in heaven in your mind, if you forget that, then when you're persecuted in this world, probably your best reaction will be just a smile and say, okay, the Bible tells me that there will be that I have to be joyful and glad.
我们今天很强调说我们一边哭一边喜乐，这也是对的。但是你要知道说在这里讲的不是只是说你很为难的就快乐，很为难的就感恩，因为圣经这么说。
Of course, the Bible tells us that we have. And sometimes we're compelled to be happy and compelled to be joyful. However, this is not the message that's talked about here.
他这里说，你知道你天上的那个赏赐的时候，你内心里面那个喜乐涌出来，涌到一个地步，就算有人在辱骂你，就算有人在逼迫你，就算有人在这个毁谤你的时候，也没有办法把你的那个喜乐给压抑下去。
So it's talking about that you know that there will be this big reward in heaven. So your joy overflows, like a spring that overflows. That's why when you have persecution and challenges in your life, it cannot suppress this this exceeding joy.
彼得前书四章十三节也这么说，到说到要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
So in 1 Peter 4:13, rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
同样的，当我们与基督一同受苦的时候，有一个喜乐在我们内心里面，是那种极度的喜乐，是可以欢喜快乐，因为那个荣耀，我们期待的那个荣耀。
So when we are suffering with Christ, when we are suffering together with Him, there is such an exceeding joy because we're looking forward to His glory.
换句话，在主里面有一种喜乐。
In other words, there is such a joy in our Lord.
是超越一切苦难的喜乐。
Which exceeds all the sufferings.
不是只是等你来到教会，人家提醒你的时候，你说哦，那我就要学习喜乐。它乃是从内心里面发出来的一种挡不住的一种的喜乐。
This is not a joy when you come to the church and someone reminds you that you have to be joyful. This is a joy that you cannot suppress it. It's a joy from your heart.
这个喜乐从哪里来？
Where does this joy come from?
这个喜乐是从当你看到那天上的赏赐，看到那天上的荣耀，你期盼，你真实的每一天的期盼主的荣耀到来。
This joy comes from when you see the reward in heaven, and you truthfully, you really look forward to that glory and looking for the coming of Christ.
我们内心里头如果没有这样的一个盼望，盼望那永恒，那将来的那一个荣耀的时候，我们就很难有这一种的极度的喜乐。
If we don't have this, such a hope in our heart, it's really hard for us to have this exceeding joy.
是这样一个极度的喜乐，叫我们有这个基督徒的生命有冲劲。
So this exceeding joy gives us the drive as a Christian.
这样的一个极度的喜乐，叫我们能够欢欢喜喜的变卖一切，来去买那地里的宝贝。
Such an exceeding joy helps us to sell everything that we have. And to buy the treasure buried in the field.
是这样的一个喜乐，保罗在哥林多后书说，我们甚至可能癫狂啊，因为神的爱激励着我们，叫我们不再为自己而活，乃是为我们的主耶稣基督而活。
So this is the joy that in the Second Corinthians chapter 5, Paul said this actually puts us out of our mind because Christ's love compels us that we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Him, for our Lord.
我们心里面是这样子的渴慕吗？
Do we have this such a longing in our heart?
我们第三
Third
讲到衣服
It talks about the clothes.
讲到这个光明洁白的细麻衣
Talks about the fine linen bright and clean.
衣服呢，是讲到你对一个场面的重视啊，是不是？
So the clothes actually talks about describes how much you regard a certain occasion.
很多时候我们这些我们年轻人喜欢说有心就好，你不要讲究外面的这种仪表。
So the young people nowadays probably will say, okay, as long as you have this worshiping heart, you don't have this heart, you don't have to pay too much attention on your outward look.
可是你发现，当你真的碰到你心爱的人，要跟他去约会的时候，你不会说我随便穿就好。
But when you really have someone that you like and you're going out for a date with her, you're not going to put on very casual clothes.
然后你去应征工作的时候，你真的很重视 Apple 请你去面试，你会怎么穿呢？
So if you're going to interview for a position, for example, Apple, which you really, really want to go there, how are you going to dress yourself?
你会想了老半天，想了一整个星期，甚至一个月。
Maybe you're going to think it over and over for a week or a month.
然后衣服是在讲到你对一个场面的看重跟所付出的一个心思。
So clothes actually tells people how important you think of an occasion.
当你知道你有一个婚礼要来的时候，你什么时候订衣服？不是前一天，你不是前一个星期，你是好几个月前，甚至一年两年前就订好了。
So when you're having a wedding coming, you are not going to order the dress or the suit one day prior to the wedding or a week prior to the wedding. You're going to order it several months or even a couple of years before the wedding.
有没有人去婚礼的时候忘了把衣服穿好的？
Is there anyone who goes to their wedding and forgets to dress themselves?
耶稣的比喻就有这么一个人，是不是？
So in Jesus' parables, there is such a person, right?
我们常常听了那比喻，就是说，那个主人怎么要求那么多？
When we look at this story, we might think that why the host has such a long list of requirements?
那你没有想到说，一个会忘记穿礼服去婚宴的人，他的心对这个婚宴到底是怎么样的一个心态？
But think about it. Someone of the guests who goes to a wedding banquet without properly the wedding dress, does he think that this wedding is important?
那在这里说，那新妇已经预备好了，怎么预备好呢？就蒙恩，他蒙恩得光明洁白的细麻衣。
So here it says that the bride is ready.How was she ready? She was given fine linen, bright and clean.
我们要怎么穿上这个衣服呢？首先，我们要蒙恩，我们要信靠耶稣基督，在他面前承认自己的不义、 不能靠自己，我们要靠着恩典得着这一件
洗马衣。So how can we get to the wedding? First and foremost, we have to be blessed. We have to receive the blessing from Jesus Christ that we can be given this fine linen dress, bright and clean.
第八节后面说，这洗马衣是圣徒所行的义，所以这不但是蒙恩，是蒙恩了之后，这些圣徒还这样子的活出这个圣洁的生活。
So in verse 8, it's also referring to this fine linen dress is the righteous acts of the saints. So like being blessed is not all. You have to live out this righteous acts.
所以第八节讲得很清楚，我们首先要蒙恩，然后我们要把这个恩典活出来。
So in verse 8, it is very clear that first and foremost, we have to have this grace on us. And the next, we have to put on this grace.
我们时间关系，我们跳过这一个。最后我要跟你们讲一个故事，国王的新衣。
I'm going to finish with an emperor's new clothes.
有没有听过国王的新衣的故事？
Have you heard of the story, the emperor's new clothes?
国王要做一件新衣，有一批的人就来告诉他说，我可以做一个世界最漂亮的衣服给你。
So the emperor wants to have a new clothes.And so some tailors came forward say, we're going to give you this most grandiose clothes in this world.
然后呢，国王就给他们一个房间，让他给他们最好的布料，让他们去制作这个衣服。
So the king designated a room for them, give them the best cloth that he can find, so that they can make this clothes.
在这当中呢，国王就很紧张，就派了仆人去看一下他们这个衣服做的怎么样，是不是能够如期在他这个到街道上去跟人民这个行走的时候，能够如期的把他衣服做好。
So during this process, the king was kind of anxious, so he sent his servants to the room and see if they can actually finish the clothes on schedule, so that he can wear these clothes to his parade.
我们小孩子来，等一下要敬礼，所以不是其他的原因啊。那我继续讲我的故事啊。
So the kids are coming because they want to watch the they're going to observe the baptism, not for other reasons. Pastors.
那国王呢就派人到那个房间去看的时候，那个仆人看的时候什么东西都没有，他就跑回来告诉这个国王说，他们没有做什么，都是空空的啊。
So the servants went to the room and saw nothing. So they went back to report to the king. There was nothing in the room.
然后国王就跑去问他们说，我要你们做那个漂亮的衣服在哪里？为什么没有？他们怎么回答？只有聪明的人才看得到，是不是？所以国王呢，为了要把自己当成聪明的人，然后他就开始说，哦，我看到，真的很漂亮。
So the king was angry and went to the room and asked them why there was nothing in the room. Where is the clothes that you're making for me? So the tailors replied, only the smart people can see it. So the king replied, of course, and pretended that he was smart, that he said, okay, yeah, I saw it.
然后那一天要游行的时候，国王就把这件衣服穿上。
So during that parade day, the king put on those clothes.
那个就聪明的人才看得到的衣服。
The clothes that only smart people can see.
然后走到街道上，所有的人民都知道，国王穿着一件只有聪明的人才看到的衣服。
So on the street, all the people, all his subjects knew that the king was wearing a clothes only the smart people can see.
所有街上的人都说好漂亮。
And so all the people on the street say, what a grandiose clothes.
国王就穿着一个内裤内衣，然后就一个只有聪明的人才看到的这个外袍。
So the king was wearing his undies, paraded on the street.
然后忽然间有一个小孩叫国王没有穿衣服。
And all of a sudden, a child shouted out, the king does not have anything on him.
你知道那个时刻，忽然间国王醒悟过来，发现他被骗了。
At that moment, the king woke up and realized that he was cheated.
你知道这故事在讲什么吗
？Do you know what the story is talking about?
我们等小孩到前面来哈。好，这个故事请大家记得了啊。我们今天基督徒活在这地上。
So, the story. Well, we Christians, we're living in this world.
世界的人也给我们做一套衣服。
And the people in this world, they gave us a clothes.
他告诉我们说，你只要是聪明的人，你就晓得这件衣服有多美。
And it tells us that if you are a smart person, you will know how beautiful the set of clothes is.
所以我们就穿着世界上的人给我们穿的衣服，我们认为说这是我，因为我们很聪明，所以我们看的这些事情都很美。
So we're wearing this worldly set of clothes. We will think that okay, we're smart, and so that's what that.We're smart and we can see how beautiful it is.
我们穿着世界所认为漂亮的衣服，在世界上游行，我们在忙碌，我们在追求世人要我们追求的东西。
And we're wearing these clothes that the world thinks is beautiful, and we're busy pursuing the things in this world.
那有一天，忽然之间，天上的响声一来。有话从天上来的时候，我们就发现自己原来是赤裸裸的，没有衣服穿。
However, there will be a day when the sound is coming from heaven and remind us that we have nothing on us, and only on that day we will find that we are actually naked.
原来神给我们救恩是让我们能够穿上这公义的衣袍，然而我们却脱下这公义的衣袍去穿世人认为那聪明才能看得到的衣袍。
So when God gave us grace and gave us this, this white robe of salvation, however, we take it off and we put on this worldly clothes.
我们受洗的时候，我们是要披上基督，但是我们把那真实的基督当成是虚假的，我们把地上那虚假的东西当成是真的，那看不那不荣耀的东西我们当着是宝贵的，我们就披在自己的身上，我们把羞辱的往自己身上来披着。
So when we're being baptized, we're actually putting on Christ. However, nowadays we're taking off the real things. We're taking off the real glory. But we put on the glory of the world, and we put on things that are fake.
当我们那一天来到神面前的时候，神会问说：“你为什么没穿衣服？”
When on that day we came before our Lord, and God might ask us, "Why are you not wearing this righteous clothes?"
我们只能羞羞耻耻的。躲避神。
And what we can do, the only thing that we can do is to shy away from him.
我们信主的，今天我们以什么来装饰我们的生命？
For us believers, what are we going to decorate our lives?
我们以地上人认为那个聪明的衣服来装饰我们生命，还是我们以我们在圣经里头神告诉我们要以圣洁、洁白的那公义的衣袍成为我们的？生命的服装。
Are we going to dress up with the smart clothes of the world, or are we going to dress up with the righteous clothes of God?
这是一个真实的信仰。
And this is a real belief.
这是一个喜乐有盼望的信仰。
This is a joyful and hopeful belief.
这也是一个圣洁的一个信仰。
And this is also a holy belief.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们一个美好的盼望，让我们能够定睛仰望你，帮助我们晓得这救恩是何等的美丽，何等的一个喜乐的一个信仰。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this hope that we can look up to you and help us to know that this belief is such a hopeful belief and such a joyful belief.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Mình chia sẻ